Part 1. God's Idols. Chapter 2. Where is Home? About a month away from our first son's due date, we were preparing to move into the church parsonage. On a Sunday evening in late June, we walked around the empty house, spackling holes, taping off ceilings and floorboards, and making plans to paint walls. In the morning, we would open the paint cans and get started. But God had other plans. A little after midnight, we were on our way to the hospital instead. Soren was born the next morning, 4 weeks early. Nothing in our old apartment was packed. Nothing in the new house was ready. And now we had a new baby to look after. With no home to go to, Sid and baby Soren headed to a hotel. Right at the beginning of our new life as a family, we were temporarily homeless. It was totally disorienting. This experience matched the disorientation we would feel 15 years later. During the summer of 2018, we were fully immersed in our life as a family, now with two boys. But God changed everything again. After a 6-week whirlwind, we discerned with friends and the Holy Spirit that God was moving us from Chicago to Grand Rapids, Michigan. With the help of both our old and new communities, we were able to buy a house in Grand Rapids. As part of the sale, we agreed to allow the seller to stay in the house for 30 days after closing. So when we moved on Labor Day weekend to begin work at our new church, our house wasn't ready for us. Fortunately, a friend of a friend offered to let us stay in his cottage on Lake Michigan. The time in the cottage started off great, enjoying the beach, kayaking, gorgeous sunsets, stunning moonrises. But after 2 weeks, we were getting anxious to move into our own house. We had left a home we'd lived in for 15 years and a church we'd attended for 17. We felt uprooted, disoriented, and disconnected. We wanted to be home. We longed for a place where we could set a table for new friends and neighbors. Hard to come by. We all live in a transitive world. People transfer to new cities for their jobs, upgrade to bigger homes, downsize to smaller apartments, or get new roommates. The days of growing up in a single home with your grandparents living just down the street have faded. These days, a sense of home is hard to come by. Many of us go about our days living in places we know are temporary, on our way to something else. We're more disconnected from our families than at any other time in human history, and more on the move. We are more virtual and less face-to-face. It's harder and harder to find places of belonging and connection than ever before. We long for a place where we feel rooted, grounded, at home. The good news is that we always have a home with God. In fact, all of creation is the house God built to make a home for His family. And God always intended to move in, to live with His family. God wanted to build a place that would become the foundation for joy, the place where humanity would know security in being known and loved by God, and from this place to venture out and contribute to blessing God's creation. Reading backward. The idea that the heavens and earth are God's home is woven into the story of creation found in Genesis.